AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expecting to hand down a ruling today on Colorado's attempt at kicking Donald Trump off the ballot in that state. Colorado's Supreme Court saying because of his involvement in the January 6th insurrection, Trump should be barred from the ballot. The UN warning that increasing numbers of children in Gaza are acutely malnourished. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge with more from Israel on continued attempts at getting aid delivered.
The U.S. conducting its first aid airdrop into Gaza this weekend, delivering 38,000 ready-to-eat meals. Amid increasing reports of children dying from a lack of food, UNICEF warning child deaths are likely to rapidly increase unless obstacles to humanitarian relief are immediately resolved. Israeli officials say they're working to ensure the aid does not end up in the hands of Hamas.
The Sierra Nevada mountains of California, scene of a big blizzard over the weekend, 7 feet of snow dumped in some areas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House districts are staying as is after the state Supreme Court Friday turned down a request by Democrats to order new maps. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 seats, and only 2 are considered competitive. The current districts were drawn by Governor Evers and later upheld by the state's high court. First Lady Jill Biden is warning about what Donald Trump would do about reproductive rights if he returns to the White House.
He's considering a national abortion ban. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win.
Mrs. Biden was in Waukesha yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison the day after tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. If your pet bites another person or animal, you could soon face stricter penalties. City alders are considering an ordinance to mandate strict supervision of a dangerous pet. Currently, pet owners can face a $500 fine after a bite. The city could also mandate a stronger metal fence be built to keep the animal away from the public. The ordinance change will be introduced to the Common Council Tuesday night. As it begins to feel like spring in South Central Wisconsin, the State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to check their trees for spongy moths. They say that the current outbreak of the invasive species is expected to continue throughout the next year. You should look for egg clusters on your trees and put up barrier bands made of tape and Vaseline around the trunk. If you continue to see spongy moths later this spring, you should consider pesticides. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A good day for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action. The final score 10-4. Willy Adames with a home run. Christian Yelich with 2 hits, 2 RBI. On how the team looks so far.
I think we're a really young team. We have a lot of young players. A lot of guys that have been around here for a while have kind of moved on or gone a different direction. Yeah, you know, I think we'll go as far this year as the young guys take us.
The Brewers face the Giants tomorrow. NBA. Bucks play the Clippers before heading out on a 4-game road trip. College hoops. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, now the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, surpassing Pistol Pete Maravich with a record 3,667 points that lasted 54 years. The Badgers losing to Illinois, 91-83. Wisconsin has lost 7 of their last 9. Greg Gard.
We play good basketball at times, but we're inconsistent. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They don't care about facts. They don't care about facts at all. We do. And maybe that's the problem with the Democrats right now. Because we do care about facts. Because we thought that they mattered. But clearly they don't. All they want is a spectacle. And the spectacle right now is putting us in a sense of danger. Not just in this country, but in this world. It is putting our allies in danger. Because right now what they're doing is they're peddling Russian lies. Mm-hmm.
Sexy liberal Jasmine Crockett, well, you knew the Supreme Court was going to block my big announcement. You just knew
literally
it.
Literally just did.
Okay, hold please. This just in. Oh, it's so shocking, Jody. It's such shocking news.
I know, isn't it?
Supreme Court has just completed another in-kind campaign contribution to Donald Trump. They have ruled that he can remain on the ballot despite being an insurrectionist, treasonous mother. Okay, did I sum it up correctly enough?
We knew it was coming, right?
Of course. Well, listen, you know what? Guess who? Democracy's getting an in-kind a donation. You know why? Because sexy liberals, assemble! They're here. All
of them.
I'm almost certain they're not AI. Almost certain.
Because it is early.
Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang and Frangela are here. Good morning, sexy liberals.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just so excited to be on with all you guys at the same time. This is just wonderful. It's like a digital group virtual hug.
Aww.
This was like the virtual shows during COVID. Aww.
Yeah. Only with hope. Because we're always viewing live shows very soon.
Yes. And Angela V. Shelton, happy birthday. Guess what I got you?
Happy birthday.
I got you a big giant tour. Happy birthday.
Yay. Best all right. ever.
This is actually, John, you know, you're the keeper of the, how many years have we been doing this? I don't remember now. I'm
13,
too old.
Stephanie. August 13. of 2011, the tour was four.
It's finally paid off. Your blackmail photos have finally paid off. This
yes.
is,
right.
as someone would say, a BFD. Yep. We are announcing Live Nation is producing
right.
Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour.
I hear they're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is, if you know the touring industry, we are so excited. This is a big, big deal that Live Nation is producing the Sexy Liberal Tour. And we are, last time we saved democracy, this time we are saving the world.
Uh-huh.
There it is. Hang on. I have it in front of me, Chris. Hold, please.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Produced by Live Nation. Kicking off, should we say? Start saying the dates.
Yeah.
April 13th at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis. Stops across the U.S., and ending up in Washington, D.C. on Warner Theater on January 18th for the inauguration. All right, do that music. Here we go. Hang on. Who wants to, one of you guys do the Dean scream because we can't play both at the same time. Okay. Saturday, August.
Yeah!
Not yet.
I got the pitch. I remember the bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saturday, April 13th, Minneapolis. Yes, Saturday, April 27th, Philadelphia. Saturday, May 11th, Madison, Wisconsin. Saturday, May 18th, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Saturday, June 1st, Seattle. Saturday, June 22nd, Denver. Saturday, July 13th. What did I?
I don't know what you were thinking.
Boston.
That's the first time reading the dates she agreed to.
What?
Way to hide it.
What did I do?
You're crazy.
What did I sign on? That's my signature.
What pictures does John have? Okay, hang on. Where was I?
You were in Denver.
You weren't even halfway through.
I was in the City by the Bay?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, you were at June 22nd.
Denver. Oh, June 22nd, Denver.
Second time ever playing
Denver. Yeah, you're our Bobert adjacent show.
That's right.
Saturday, July 13th, Boston, Massachusetts. Saturday, July 27th, Atlanta, Georgia. Saturday, August 3rd, New York City. Saturday, August 17th, Chicago. Saturday, September 7th, Portland, Oregon. Saturday, September 21st, Durham, North Carolina.
You're gonna be tired.
I can't even get through this whole list. I can't even read this.
I know.
Come on.
Saturday, September 28th, Phoenix, Arizona. Saturday, October 12th, Kansas City, Missouri. Saturday, November 2nd, Los Angeles. And then, of course, Saturday, January 18th.
That's my birthday.
For Joe Biden's inauguration in Washington, D.C.
She's tired now.
So exciting.
Oh, my God.
And more dates. And more dates to be added.
That's right.
What pictures do you have? Yes.
Yeah. In 14 years, it's our first time ever playing at Atlanta, our first time ever playing Kansas City. Yeah. It's our first time in Portland, Oregon since 2012.
Wow.
Only the second time we've ever hit Denver, and the first time we're ever playing the legendary Town Hall in New York City.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a lot. I mean, I got to say, between the Supreme Court, I got to get you guys your feelings about this, because we sort of, tongue-in-cheek named it the Save the World Tour, but... You know, whether it's authoritarian scholars around the world, I mean, this is just the most incredible election year we've ever gone into, isn't it?
Yeah. And the good karma explosion begins here. We are starting a vibration that's going to knock out all these stupid landline polls. All of this corporate media carrying water for Donald Trump because they missed their Trump-sized ratings, and the best Supreme Court money can buy. Yeah. We are going to balance out all of this and remind people what America and deeply inappropriate sexual humor are all about.
Mm-hmm. And how well they go together.
Saving the America, one D joke at a time.
Yeah,
and Hal, we've been doing our Lauren Boberting demonstration. Imagine how many more filthy things she's going to do in public before this tour is over.
My God, I'm going to need some, anti-chafing pads that I can wear in the front of my pants, just to protect myself. Because we go full industrial. This is impressive. We're not, this is not a mime activity.
Mm-hmm. This Lauren Boebert bit is so authentic that now, as Steph and Hal do the Lauren Boebert bit, I play Lauren Boebert's son and physically rob audience members.
So, Frangela, yes.
Can I just say that tickets go on sale to the general public on Friday, but there is a super secret code that you can use to get tickets on Thursday. That code is KEY, K-E-Y, and it's going to be, and you can find the ticket links at sexyliberal.com.
Okay.
So
it doesn't seem like it's that secret anymore. Okay.
No, it's for super listeners.
It's as secret as we could possibly make it with all
in
of
public.
Us gathered together on the
exactly.
radio currently.
Right. But those tickets go on sale on Thursday.
That's a deep secret for us. Only told people on the radio.
Angela has almost spontaneously combusted like a Spinal Tap drummer. You've been holding in these secrets. I'm so proud of you. I mean, okay. So, we just played Alpha Liberal, Jasmine Crockett, who we talk about all the time. It's just, this is not the time for both sides do it kind of comedy, and everything will be fine either way. It won't be fine either way, right? Not for people of color, not for gay people.
Can I just say that I know that the SCOTUS tried to step on your news this morning, Steph, and I think it's a terrible thing, but I also don't want us to bury the lead in that. Congratulations to Nancy Pelosi for being the first woman to ever win a Republican primary in D.C.
She did Sexy Liberal San Francisco, and I think that was her good luck charm in the D.C.
According to Donald Trump, she won the D.C. Republican primary.
Angela, did you see Trump said, oh, she's Nikki's Queen of the Swamp, and you know their code for DC. It means
black people. It's only black people.
They're so subtle.
I miss the codes. You know, yeah. When they used to code, you have to be like, that's what they really meant. But now they
now they just say it.
The jury Mark Meadows doesn't want.
I mean, Francis, we've been talking about row rage and what's going to drive voting, but they do not get how pissed women are. And the little ladies are not going to get over it by November.
No. I think they think that, you know, our uteruses are going to calm down from the hysteria that it has in November because, you know, because as far as they're concerned, you know, wombs calm down in the fall.
Yes, when it gets cold.
Do you ever not care about your parts?
Yeah. When it gets cold, your vagina hibernates.
If I do, they remind me. I would say like on their own. They don't let me. I will say this, the irony that the Republicans think that women don't hold a grudge and don't grind on being insulted or dismissed is so choice
and
in an election year.
Personal comedy Jesus, John Fugelsang. We played a, you know, MAGA lady this morning that said she's voting for Trump because he has morals. Now, we're going to need you to go to every city and speak Jesus to the people, speak Bible, because...
Actually, Stephanie, I'm only here to sell my new sneaker line. That's the only reason I'm making an appearance. So I don't really know anything about this tour, but they're gold and puffy, and I want everyone to buy them if you care about democracy. Really. It's all about the merch. No, it's going to be great. Look, this is... The Republican Party is doing a great job of trying to reach people who already vote Republican. And that's it. Like, they have written off women. They have written off non-white people. They have written off non-Christians. They've written off Christians who've read the New Testament. And they've written off young people, too. And we're going to remind everybody why it is so important, why the Democrats are not perfect, but they also are not fascists. And this is a time when we have to unite everyone who's not on the right and remind them, whatever your problems may be with this White House, it's not on the ballot. The ballot is Trumpism or not Trumpism. You get to vote whether Trump goes to the White House or goes to jail. That's it. And we're going to remind people that we are a powerful coalition and the fascists are a mean, crappy little minority that we're going to kick to the curb.
Yeah, John, you know, as you know, we've always given to a different sexy liberal cause. We're not announcing it today, but it's going to be all about getting out the vote.
Yep.
This tour, you know, we've always given to a different sexy liberal cause in every city. This is laser focused on us helping get the vote out.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, you know, you and Angela and I talked Friday about, if you're outraged at the Supreme Court, if you're outraged at what they're doing to Fani Willis, which, you know, we're going to get a decision on that, as you keep saying, just got to dig around a black lady's panties. And I was glad Tristan Snell, our legal lad, tweeted, because I keep asking, how the is this even happening? Since when does a defendant get to put the prosecutor on trial on TV? And he was saying,
when does a defendant get to hire his own judges?
Yeah, right. But you know, anyway, Tristan was saying that, you know, yes, this should have been done in the judges' chambers in, you know, a few minutes. The fact that you've got a guy gossiping about Fani Willis's sex life, and so that becomes a televised trial before the crooks go on trial.
That means we never actually heard Donald Trump committing election fraud on tape. And all of those people who flipped in the RICO case didn't actually do it.
Right.
Just ignore your eyes and ears and pay attention to the black lady in power having a personal life, because that's the only outrage they're peddling right now.
But
and
you
it's
know,
not going to work.
But you know, Francis, that
I
is like
that,
we're sitting.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
We're sitting here waiting for the judgment on the black lady's personal life, right?
Yeah.
We're sitting here waiting on, and as everybody just said, as if the sins of Donald Trump, the not even sins. The crimes of Donald Trump didn't occur.
Yeah.
And that as if these things are equivalent over and over and over again. And the public lynching of her character, I can't say it again and again and again enough. That is the point. Mm-hmm. So what they have done is handicapped her in their mind.
Yeah.
So even if the case continues, she is no longer valid because we have thrown stank on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Angela, when I say a black lady question, you two just hush for a second. When I ask a question about men with enormous penises, that question is for you two, not for Angela.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for clarifying. Now, yes, thank you.
Oh, but Angela, it's like, you know, we've been saying, like, what? Where's the conflict? Except that, I don't know, they're both black. Like, what if she was sleeping with a juror or the judge or something? But it just, I could not get my mind around why this was even happening in the first place.
Because your mind likes logic. See, this is the problem with our minds. Our minds like logic and facts and rational things. Yeah. And this is not. Because what you're saying is, I watched these crimes be committed. We saw some of these fake electors on camera. You know, like, we saw these things happen. So you're like, well, why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about some guy that she dated for a little bit? As if that means anything. And the real issue here, if there was an issue, would be financial, right? Did she receive any financial compensation or some sort of, you know, access because of this?
Yeah.
And she didn't. She absolutely didn't. It's absolutely wrong that this is happening. And it's wrong that we give it this amount of air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It should have been in the judge's chambers privately.
Yes.
Period. That's as Kristen Snell said.
If at all. Yeah.
What really? What happened to having evidence when you press the charges? I don't understand that they get to keep using, we're going to see if we can find a crime while these people are on the stand.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, aren't they supposed to have reasonable, you know, knowledge, evidence before we bring up that? Like, it's, I don't know why
that's
this works.
That's adorable.
John, as a, now, John, so as a man who needs to take his penis out in sections and has frequently injured several of the first rows in Sexy Liberal, and Hal, as someone who needs to have their pants sprayed on because their manhood is so enormous so it won't injure anyone, I wanted to get your thought. Just kidding. Okay.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not kidding. But you know what? It's we keep talking about women's rage, but it's also, you know, the male allies like you guys, right?
Yeah.
It's male allies that are also going to help us in November, right? Yeah.
Well, remember, there's two things Donald Trump's afraid of: a strong woman and a strong wind. And the media is going to keep reminding us these two candidates are just the same. Biden is old with a stutter, and Trump is old and a rapist who steals from vets. So they're exactly the same. And, you know, look, this is an affront to any man who cares about women's rights. And the biggest mistake these guys made was thinking that Roe v. Wade was just a woman's issue. It is not.
Yep.
And there's a lot of men who care, who respect their mothers, whose mothers loved them when they were children. Sorry, Don, we know your number. So, I don't trust any of these polls. They're polls of landlines and people who pick up their phones when they don't know the caller. That's it.
Agreed.
You poll Americans on the issues, the actual topics, and it's not even close. And if the Republicans had a single policy they wanted that would help non-millionaires, it's all they would talk about.
Yep.
They got nothing, so it's Bonnie Willis's dating life and Hunter Biden's laptop.
That's right.
Hal, final thought.
If I may, to chime in, I think his mother did love him until she discovered the 3 6s behind his ear, and then that will turn almost anybody.
Secondly, all for you.
Evidence, not just information. You can't erase evidence by some other piece of story or tale or whatever. It doesn't go away.
Right.
It's always there, and you can't make a smoking gun by folding up a piece of paper that didn't mean anything.
Frangela, what's for dinner in 2024?
Biden!
That's what I'm talking about, mother... Bitches, go to sexyliberal.com. Hurry!
Yeah.
15 city tour.
Retweet the Live Nation tweet about
this. On Friday.
This as
yes,
well.
People are trying to buy.
Everybody posted. Retweet the Live Nation tweet.
Yes.
All the Live Nation.
People are trying to buy tickets now. You can't buy tickets now. Tickets go on sale for people with the code on Thursday, for the general public on Friday.
We love you, sexy liberals. See you in your regular spots.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Mwah. 23 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company. Jody knows everything way before I know
her.
Just because she's smarter and prettier. But that's not important now. What's important is we all can get Credo Mobile, which will reflect your values. They are the original sexy liberal company. They're the America's only progressive phone company. They share your values every month. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits. Everyone we love, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, Friends of the Earth, on and on. Join Credo Mobile and you will get the great feeling that comes knowing you're making a difference.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. All of us can make a difference. You get also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Check it out now, CredoMobile.com. Get $250 off if you use the code Steph. CredoMobile.com. Type in the code Steph.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Okay. Who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 AM and 92.7 FM WMDX.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Sexy
back. Yes.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't know how to act. Yes, Live Nation is bringing Sexy back. Yep. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, thank you, Live Nation. We are beyond thrilled. And we should point out, everyone's freaking out. You can't get tickets yet for the 15-city tour. They go on sale for just for our special friends on Thursday.
On Thursday, if you have the code KEY, K-E-Y.
There you go.
Yes.
Then you have the key.
Right. But if you want to join the general admission people, that's on Friday. Friday at 10 o'clock, your local time.
Okay. And literally coming to a theater near you. Supreme Court, as we said, shoots down Colorado bid to keep Trump off the ballot. I understand I'm not a lawyer, but the court did not rule on whether Trump engaged in insurrection. So I guess that's not important. But did argue individual states should not have the power to make such determinations for federal candidates. We're way late. Sorry. Stephanie Miller Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We Energies expects to spend about $335 million to build electrical infrastructure to serve Microsoft's data center in Mount Pleasant. Data centers are massive users of electricity. The U.S. Energy Department says data centers use as much as 50 times the energy of a similar-sized office space. Data centers run around the clock to support cloud computing and other data-intensive applications. The Wisconsin legislature's new district maps are creating openings for Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hasselbein says she's hearing from a lot of people who want to run for office.
I am thrilled. We've got great candidates all over, and with Trump at the top of the ticket, and with Tammy Baldwin and her numbers, it's going to be a great year.
That's Hasselbein at a WISP politics luncheon last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. If you get a call from someone saying they're a Fitchburg police officer, you should just hang up. Fitchburg police say that they got a call last week about a phone scam from someone pretending to be an officer. The caller told the person that they had missed a court date. Fitchburg police say that if you ever get a call from someone claiming to be a law enforcement officer, it is a scam and you should hang up immediately. The playground at Manchester Park on the west side could be getting some upgrades, and city leaders want your input on what those upgrades should look like. Madison Park's officials will hold a public input meeting virtually on Wednesday night. The meeting will include a larger discussion about the playground before attendees break into groups to share their ideas. City leaders hope to install the new playground equipment later this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Republicans have become synonymous for Russians at this point. It is a disgrace, and I'm just imploring the people to become sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because let me tell you, if there was something that they could tie this president to, I would be the first one to be upset, because I am an American first. I was elected by my district to represent them as U.S. citizens. I wasn't here to do the peddling of any president.
Damn. Sexy liberal Jasmine Crockett. We were saying that, so S.E. Cupp, Republican.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sick of, like, people only give it credence in the media if a Republican says it. No. But he said what we've all been saying for 11 billion years, that Trump is a national security threat because of his financial situation,
yep.
Particularly now.
Exactly.
Now it's, like, turned up to 11.
Yeah, if the Saudis lend him money to get out of all these financial scrapes, that's a huge national security issue.
Yeah, or, gee, I'm going to guess Russia.
Or Russia.
Such a wild guess on my part.
Well, Russia doesn't have a whole lot.
Yeah. Not right now. Frickin' gas station with nukes. Ugh. Oh, pardon me. Chris, who said Trump is dangerously demented? Biden's gaffes are well within the normal limits of aging. By comparison, Trump appears to be showing gross signs of dementia. Biden's brain is aging. Trump's brain is dementing. Who said that?
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
No, Dr. John Gartner, who everybody's
good.
Quoting. Because, you know, there's also that part. Carry the forward. But let me go to Paul in Seattle. Hello, Paul.
Chris, could you add to the list of who said that? Clyde Kretschkoff, please.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, all right. I think.
Okay. You know, we're coming to Seattle.
Mm, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot nothing's a secret anymore. Right. Oh, yay.
And yeah, Leonardo. We're coming to Seattle.
I'll be there.
All right.
Well, I guess the states don't get to run their own elections. What a huge victory for Donald Trump in America.
Yeah.
What
by the way,
decision.
I just thought that, Paul. Every time Trump wins, America loses. Mm-hmm. Democracy loses, right? Oh, I didn't see there's a rock star on the phone. Rocky Mountain Mike.
What?
Rocky Mountain Mike is here. Hi, Mike.
What, me?
Yes.
What?
Hi.
What is that?
Hiya.
I don't know.
Wait, is it our 12-year anniversary of the day I met you?
It was the day. Yeah, it was the day that I broke the restraining order.
Yes,
and,
yes, I remember that.
I actually met you in person.
Yes.
Hey, that's appropriate that you announced this big tour. So now you're coming really close to me. So I will definitely come and see you in September at Durham.
Oh,
yay!
Wow. Yay! Durham, North Carolina. We haven't been back
it's
in
been a
while.
While.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, because people wanted me to go to Chicago, but after seeing John Oliver's Boeing report last night, I don't think I want to get on a plane. So good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm getting on one in a couple of weeks. So
good ventilation for COVID.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you for ruining your life by doing this tour.
Thank you.
And I look forward to getting in the salt mines and doing all your promos.
I can't wait. I just asked Chris today. We love your promos, love your jingles so much.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you for the 12 years. You have made the show infinitesimally better. Just amazingly.
Hey, I owe so much to you guys. And I really mean that. It's just, you've given me a whole new life. So many new friends.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
You earned them with your talent, my friend. We love you so much. Thank you, Mike. Aw.
Thank you.
Aw. Aw. Speaking of people we love and are great patriots, just in terms of why we have to do a Save the World tour, what the stakes are, Bob Seska tweets, if Trump wins, dictatorship, recession, Ukraine fails, Putin invades Europe, national abortion ban, Latinos and Palestinian Americans deported, insurrectionist pardon, near inevitable human extinction, far-right SCOTUS for 1 to 2 generations, act accordingly while there's time. If Trump wins, 50,000 government workers replaced by loyalists, he will pillage the treasury, DOJ becomes Trump's personal Gestapo, peaceful protesters either killed by military or charged with insurrection, federal gun control laws suspended, act accordingly while there's time. Yeah. Okay. What else? Oh, he talked about, yes, he was talking about these posts are drawn from Project 2025, which he's been talking a lot about, or Trump's own words. In other words, I'm not making this up. This is explicitly stated MAGA agenda. Oh, I'm wearing, by the way, my Pfizer T-shirt because, did I miss that? Did Trump actually say he's going to defund any schools that...
vaccinate?
Yes, yeah. That require any vaccinations. Yeah. If you thought, you know... A lot more. He wasn't done killing people from COVID. Mm-hmm. He's not done yet. Okay. Pete in Wisconsin here is everybody. Hey,
good buddy,
coming to Madison, buddy.
Good buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Good buddy every morning. So, full disclosure, I ran for Assembly District 37 in the great state of Wisconsin for a special election back a piece. I came within 500 votes of flipping the district blue.
Wow.
I wanted to run again in this upcoming election cycle, but last year I found out that one of my vertebrae was broken in two places.
Oh no.
And that led to a we'll just call it a brain related event, because I have never been so mad. Because what happened basically? But anyways, I'm calling around now to find out who's running in my district now, and I want to give you a little taste of what the Wisconsin maps were compared to what they are now. In my district, District 37, when I ran, the city of DeForest was broken up into three different assembly districts and three separate Senate districts. They just broke that entire city up. But now that the maps are fixed, we have a chance to flip the Wisconsin legislature. We can be like Michigan.
That'd be amazing.
So I'm going to make it my mission in life to help whoever's running. And if nobody is running, because that's what happened last time when I had to run, nobody was running. So I ran. I came within a whisker of winning. But we need to rely on ourselves. Yep. We need to muster together. We are the ones who we've been waiting for.
Yep. Pete, by the way, you may recall 13 years ago, Sexy Liberal started because of Madison, Wisconsin, the birthplace of unions, to recall Walker and the Republican 8. And we got some of that done. And as you say, now that you have fair maps, we can. May 11th, the Barrymore Theater. Be there, my friend. We will take back the world. All right.
Oh, my God. Yes. There will be some bodily fluids exchanged.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know how my wife's going to feel about that.
It wouldn't be Madison without
it. What was it?
May 11th.
Code again to...
Thursday.
On Thursday morning, go to sexyliberal.com, and you'll be able to purchase pre-sale tickets by using the code KEY, K-E-Y.
Yes. There. You've got a brand new key.
Oh, hey, Steph?
Yes.
Hey, Steph?
Yes.
Oh, I'll put my key in there for you.
Oh.
I will.
Pick my lock, baby.
What? Oh, stop it!
I will.
Goodness.
All right, love you. Bye, Pete.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye, everybody. See you. What?
Is he a padlock?
Yeah, he's gonna dial my combination locks.
Like. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Boebert family values, Jocelyn.
Denver, we're coming to Denver too.
City by the Bay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jocelyn tweets, if you're going to commit crimes, don't wear a sweatshirt reading the name of your mom's restaurant like Tyler Boebert did in this image. It's also how police identified him.
Isn't it her Shuttered restaurant?
Dumb also runs in the family.
It's her Shuttered restaurant.
Yes, because I believe that it caused projectile diarrhea from the pork sliders or something.
Well, I mean, you know, the name of the restaurant was Shooters, and they had targets set up, so probably if it's...
I didn't mean that kind of shooting, but...
Explosive diarrhea, you could aim for the target.
Yeah. Oof. It's like a Gallagher concert with pork slider diarrhea. Okay. I am wearing, in honor of this ridiculous CDC, what do you call it? Guidance that I, Jody, my friend and I were talking about this yesterday, just about, you know, when I start Karening on Sundays with my friend Karen, and I'm like, put your dog on a leash and pick up his poop. You're gonna get a ticket from the ranger.
You must be so popular on the trail.
I'm tired of people that don't think they have to follow the rules, like Donald Trump. But it's just, you live in a society.
You're not your enthusiasm.
Who doesn't know you shouldn't go out in 24 hours after you test positive for COVID? Don't be a D, for God's sakes. Yes. Shancy says, one reason the CDC's new COVID guidelines are so appalling is they will be weaponized by minimizers, family members, employers, HCW, and politicians to further alienate and bully vulnerable folks and those with long COVID. Who is this one? Schneider says, COVID is airborne. The decisions you make about whether to wear a mask or stay home when you have COVID impact everyone around you, your elderly neighbor sharing your apartment building elevator, the cancer patient next to you on the subway, the child and her mom struggling with long COVID next to you at the grocery store, and more. Yep. Thank you. You live in a society with other people.
You are slowly becoming Larry David.
Don't care. It's a good theme song.
Another tweet. COVID is airborne. You do you isn't an effective strategy because your actions impact everyone around you with an airborne virus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you!
I am. I'm COVID Larry David.
You are. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Sue in Rockville. Hello.
Hey.
Listen, Live Nation's doing my tour. The more curmudgeonly I get, the better I do.
That's right.
I know someone who's going to be there in January celebrating with you.
Well, celebrating or, whatever.
No, we will be celebrating.
Whatever happens.
Yes, we'll just be laying together sobbing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, my house is available to everyone if that's the case.
Oh, don't.
Oh, we're all staying at Sue's for free. Everybody
Whee!
Come to D.C.
That's right. I'm going to be all better by then, and we will either. But we'll try to come see you guys in Philly if my knee allows.
Matzo ball soup, please.
Omentoshin.
Matzo ball.
I will promise. Okay. I promise. And Passover is the week before Philly, so maybe I'll have leftovers.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
But I just want to say I'm actually glad he's remaining on the ballot. I don't want them to have one excuse. One more excuse for why he's going to lose.
Yeah. Sue, I thought of that. He's going to whine and say it's rigged no matter what. Right? But you're absolutely
right. I would have won if I was. It's just a good. If I was on the Colorado ballot, but they rigged it again.
He lost by 7 million in 2020. He will lose by 10 million at least.
Hopefully
because 25% of all Republicans who are crazy enough to still vote Republican, but they said they will never vote for Trump. So you and I don't know, maybe you do, but I don't know one Democrat or independent who voted for Joe Biden in 2020 who's now going to vote for Trump. Right. Not one.
Yeah.
In fact, we've had more converts, more people who see the light. And I don't know whether they're voting for Trump or Pee Wee Herman, like you said at the beginning. I meant to do that. He loses in D.C.
Yeah, he meant to lose D.C. That's another thing. That's a big story. That he's the incumbent and he lost by 30 points on one of the primaries. I mean, it's. By the way, Kurt tweets, more people dropped their New York Times subscriptions today than responded to that poll. Blue tweeted, front page news with a sample size of 980 people on landlines during business hours. They really should be ashamed. So Sue is right. Just head down. We're going to vote him out by even huger. Excuse me. We already voted him out. See what I'm saying? Voted him out.
What are you talking about?
Trump. We're going to vote him down again. Yes. Again by even bigger numbers.
Can't believe we have to do this again.
I know. Right? Oh, my God. Right? It's exhausted.
I'm tired.
Listen, if I can endure a 15-city tour at the age of 11 billion and 5.
I thought you were only 40-something.
42?
I'm a big fat liar.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack.
You said
I
yes.
I was a lying sack of crap, and now I'm so much older, it is congealed and it's gross now. It's a big block. It's just a solid block now.
You said
of
yes.
Lies.
You said
I
yes.
Sit on a throne of lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yes, I do. Yes, you do. Oh, this could be. We've had COVID what twice? Have I had?
You've had it twice. Yeah.
You
I've only
sit
had
on
it.
A throne of lies.
Marco tweets, the study found drops in IQ points in patients with mild cases of COVID who didn't have persistent symptoms, and in those who developed persistent symptoms, the former lost an equivalent of 3 IQ points, and the latter 6. It gets worse. Those who had been admitted to intensive care for COVID had a 9-point loss in IQ. Reinfection with the virus contributed an additional 2-point loss in IQ compared with no reinfection. Great.
What?
I'm literally going to be dumb as a stump by the time... It is a big deal to get COVID.
No kidding. It still is.
Oh, my God. Okay, do I have a thing with a...
It's a big deal!
I'm discombobulated. Say, give me the things,
it's
Grampy.
It's a big deal!
Who are these people? 48 minutes. after the hour of this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. I'm going to need to bring out like an extra suitcase.
Yeah.
Just My Morning Kick.
Yeah.
For this
have it
sexy liberal tour.
Shipped to the hotel beforehand, so it's there waiting for
just
you.
Just a gallon. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm just saying. Why is that? It's my little Morning Kick. It contains 10 supplements in one. When I did my blew my horn, Sexy Liberals assembled, and I got extra ashwagandha. Mommy loves all 10 of her supplements, not just you, ashwagandha. I love you prebiotics. I love you probiotics. I love you anti-aging supplements, energy supplements. There is something for everyone in here to make you feel better, feel younger, have more energy. Roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get a 40% discount and a 90-day satisfaction guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Horse-faced lesbians.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology,
I
learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie.
Chris and I, we're so good at irritating each other.
Long habits.
We should do it. Many, many years of sibling rivalry.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh. Oh, my God. I love my pajamas and my sheets so much. I'm getting a duvet cover.
Uh-huh.
And they're just always, the bath towels are new. The waffle bath towel is amazing. They come in 15 awesome colors, the sheets. They're always coming up with new colors. They are absolutely the most soft, luxurious sheets, jammies, towels, you name it. Love them, love them, love them. That's why Oprah said yes, please,
yeah,
5 years in a row.
She did.
Favorite things. Right?
Yep.
And she's persnickety. I've worked for her twice. She's persnickety.
She knows what she wants.
If she says it's the best, it's the best. Okay. Temperature regulating. They're made from viscose from bamboo. You sleep cool and comfortable all year round. They even offer a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on them, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back for a full refund. What the? What do you got to lose? Experience life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. That promo code is Miller. Christopher.
Hi.
Who said, in my opinion, Trump is showing a level of symptoms that no real expert would think there is not something seriously wrong with his brain? Who said that?
The Bugaloos.
No, same guy that Dr. John Gartner. Okay, here would be exhibit 6,534 just from this weekend, yeah. I think. Okay.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat
I think we can all agree on that, no matter what side of the aisle you're on.
He just ran out of gas.
Was he trying to...
I don't even know what he...
Was he trying to call Dr. Huffhar?
I think he needs
to get a brain exam from Dr. Furrier.
Huffhar. Dr. Furrier. It's Huffhar.
I'm going to need to hear that again. Russian? China what?
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat your...
Did he? His pants?
I think,
what's
no.
that last
He did
part?
Something. He's just moaning or something. It was very
strange.
I think
he came to a conclusion.
Christopher Louise Lavoie.
What?
You shall remain in the...
Well, he was
box.
Talking about Russia, and so of course that's going to make him...
Okay, Randy Mayhem Singer said, if someone, boy, this hit home for me. If someone close to you suffered from dementia, you recognize it immediately. The weird word combos when the correct one escapes him, then trying to cover it up with a sigh, a laugh, or a backtrack, confusing names and facts, then insisting it was on purpose, the slurring and mispronunciations, the aphasia. When you've lived with it, it is unmistakable, and it's a progressive disease that only gets worse. That no major media outlet is covering this story is another medical condition, insanity. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you. And as a mom that had dementia, I had a mom that had dementia. I'm telling you, it is. Okay. Adam Kinzinger said, in normal earth, Donald Trump would be evaluated by a mental health professional for what he's been saying of late. But this is not normal earth.
Nope.
Who said, oh, here's a good who said.
Okay.
This would be from 2016. Who said, I go back and forth between thinking Trump is a cynical hole like Nixon, who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, or that he's America's Hitler. Who said that?
Dr. Furrier.
No, that was a good guess, though.
Okay.
No, that would be J.D. Vance.
Oh.
That's interesting. Back in now, he's, Trump hoping to be his VP.
Not what that sounds like.
Barbara Comstock, speaking of Republicans, tweeted, Trump
gummy.
said, she's very gummy. Uh-huh. Trump said, and she and Eric Trump, they should be legally prohibited from having children.
but that's not important now. Trump said in Richmond he will take all federal funds away from public schools that require vaccines. Like most states, Virginia requires MMR vaccine, chickenpox, vaccine, polio, etc. So Trump would take millions in federal funds away from all Virginia public schools, just in case, you know, your kids staying alive is of any interest to you. Okay, Stephanie Miller Show rolls on.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.